Quite often, when I'm given the privilege of officiating a wedding ceremony, I talk a lot about symbolism. The symbolism of vows given and kisses shared, and rings exchanged. Bright, shiny rings, sparkling rings, to let the couple's love shine out for all to see. To shine out so that everyone will know of their love and commitment to each other. Well, that's the theme of this meditation from Matthew chapter 5. It's really about, shining. A shine not from a ring, but from inside of your heart. Everything you do, shining the love of God. So to begin, whether at dawn or dusk, just allow your eyes to begin to softly close as you take these next 15 minutes to bask in the shine of God's light within you, just warming you, comforting you. With your eyes now closed, notice your pulse slowing, your breathing becoming more relaxed as you begin to encounter God's light within you. Just center on this place of praise, this time of joy, in this present moment, recognizing the light within you from God, Spirit, and Son. Continue in this present moment by responding to this passage from John chapter 8. And as I lead us, respond simply, Heavenly Father, shine within me. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, I am the light of the world. So, Heavenly Father, shine within me. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but he will shine. He who follows me will also have the light of life, and it will shine. Now simply continue to breathe, pause, and reflect on God shining within you. His light is brighter than any dark, his brightness greater than any shadows. Encounter his light breaking through as you whisper that sacred word, shine. Do you trust that God is within you, shining his light into your life and your soul? The creator of light breaking through the darkness? Do you have the faith to trust that he can? Do you ever feel the shadows in your heart are just too dark for his light to reach? Be honest with your answers to him. Share your thoughts and emotions with God for just a few moments. Don't feel guilt or shame over these thoughts, but rather allow your mind to center back on the beautiful, shining light of God. Center on his light. See it clearly within you. Is it bright or is it dim? Is it shimmering or sparkling? Or does it flicker? See it now. As you center on his divine light, center too on your breathing. With each deep, full belly breath, imagine the light growing brighter and stronger within you. Yes, the light may pulse brighter and weaker at times, but not to worry. Don't center on how bright or dim it is, but rather center your thoughts on encountering, well, any light at all. Allow your thoughts to drift easily from light to shadow and back to light again. Without effort, from darkness to the shining light of God, the Creator of light. Continue as you bask in the light of God shining through His Word now too. Seeing His light in this first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully now to this letter written by the Apostle Matthew from his experience listening to Jesus give His Sermon on the Mount. So savor each word for you from Matthew through the Holy Spirit. From Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 in the New Living Translation. To you, my dear friend, as you recently heard from Jesus on the Mount, remember to let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. How did those words feel? How did the words affect you? We'll listen more from Holy Scripture. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. Rest here for a minute, basking in the light of God shining from within you, letting your faith grow and shine. How do you react seeing God shining forth from your good deeds? Allow this second expanded divine reading from the Contemporary Study Bible to be a prayer. A prayer for God to use your good deeds to light up your heart. Dear Lord God, such humbling words that you, Elohim, the Creator God of light, are within me shining your light. You, Sovereign God, using my good deeds to shine out for all to see. So that everyone will praise you. I pray this truth to you and in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the next minute, let these words become yours in a simple time of private prayer. A secret prayer, if you will, as you examine your deeds and how they can shine brighter for the glory of God. listen to this wider passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience it. Imagine being present in the moment of this passage as you listen from the contemporary English version. You are like a light for the whole world. A city built on top of a hill, it cannot be hidden. And no one would light a lamp and put it under a clay pot. The lamp is placed on a lampstand, where it can give light to everyone in the house. So make your light shine, so that others will see the good that you do and will praise your Father in heaven. What did you encounter in this passage? What did the Holy Spirit convict you of? While resting in imaginative contemplation, stay present in this passage, just listening to Jesus. It's early in the afternoon. Jesus is standing as a silhouette against the shining sun setting into the Sea of Galilee behind him. You squint watching him as the warm setting sun shines over your face. Sitting in the cool grass of the hillside, your eyes closed, hearing his voice and feeling his words warm your heart, feeling his presence shine into your soul. Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect once more on his words. My light will shine within you so that others will see the good that you do and will praise your Father in heaven. Let this be your contemplation as you bask in the light of Christ. Stay here for a while longer, just shining. As God transforms your mind into the mind of Christ, be mindful of how your perspective changes from dark to light. How bright does God's light shine from within you? And is there someone in your life sitting in their own darkness that needs his light? How can you help them see the shining light of God in the midst of their shadowy darkness? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for a moment to realize the comforting divine light glowing from within you, shining on your good deeds. Bask in its warmth, for it will be then and there you will truly encounter the presence of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now, to remember to let your good deeds shine as the light within glows to the glory of God. May the light of God grant you to accept the shining light within you for his glory, in accord with Christ Jesus, in whose name I pray. Amen.